Bangladesh is one of the world's largest tea producers. The industry employs more than 150,000 people at more than 200 plantations. Most of the workers are female. They work long hours and earn some of the lowest wages in the country. Luchi Kandu and her husband both work on a plantation. They say little has changed for tea workers over the generations.
We hardly get any type of facilities, don't have enough money for our children's education. We barely get 3 kilograms of flour as rations once a week. Some days we don't even get to eat, which is why we are protesting.
Bangladesh export tea to more than 20 countries, including the US, UK and France. Tea pickers want their minimum wage to be raised. They earn slightly more than a dollar a day now.
We have been protesting for 12 days now. The owners don't understand our plight. We have been demanding our daily wage be raised to $3 a day. Then we will go back to work.
Plantation owners say they are going through difficult times with profits declining in recent years.
In reality, what they are saying is not right. We provide a medical fund, retirement benefit, along with weekly rations and access to primary education for the children. It all adds up to around $4 a day.
Late on Saturday, the government proposed a wage hike of 25 cents a day, but it was rejected by the workers.
The administration has used intimidation and threats to pressure the workers' union to accept the government's latest proposal of a pay hike. But since the Tea Garden Students Organization and workers have rejected it and protested, now the union has also rejected it.
The stories of these workers may sound like myths to many, but it's their daily reality.
The tea workers and their unions have pledged to continue their strike until the demand for pay hike is met.
The UN says they are one of the most marginalized groups in the country with limited access to basic facilities and education. Recent strikes by the tea workers of Bangladesh have become a rallying point for many here, as rising inflation and high food prices add to the wider frustration about low wages. Tanvir Chaudhary, Al Jazeera, Sri Mongol.